You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
Good afternoon, and once again, welcome to Event Talk here on EPN, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company, and this is Eric Dye. Today, we are joined by Jim Worm, Executive Director of the Exhibit and Event Marketers Association. He is a noted author and presenter to many of the trade show industry's associations and professional societies. Jim joins us today to discuss how event and meeting planners can make the trade show experience more beneficial for exhibitors and marketers and win by doing so. Jim, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on Event Talk, a part of EPN.
Thank you, Eric. I'm happy to be here.
And the pleasure is certainly ours. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. So many conferences and events seem to have an exhibit component, and there are many trade shows around the world. Set the stage for us. What have planners and producers been doing right?
Well, I think that what planners and producers do best is the what I would call the logistics component of pulling events together. I think that's a pretty well honed process at this point. And it is a very logistics intensive medium in that so many elements have to be brought together in one place and one time. That does require a lot of pre-planning. Events take long periods of time to pull together with the necessary individuals and suppliers and vendors to the process. And that's probably the thing that planners and I think producers do best, albeit I think it leaves some opportunities for improvement at the same time.
Yes, certainly it is all about engagement, and planners seem to be doing a decent job engaging attendees from what we can see. How can planners connect the dots and connect the attendees with the exhibitors and marketers, and what are the essentials to engage all these stakeholders successfully?
Yeah, this is the part of the process I think that is most challenging for planners and producers. While there is a fair amount of excellence in the logistics component of pulling events together, I think this is the area where there's the most room for improvement, and that is creating engagement opportunities between and among the attendees and the event marketers. And the simple issue there is the very numbers that come together at any given meeting or event that require an additional amount of effort to identify what is the individual needs and wants of the attendee. And I think that's the job that that we all like to do better, is to find out what they're coming for, what are their specific business goals, and then how do we best match them up with marketers and or even fellow attendees that might hold some information that would be of value. So what we see in the space these days that's an evolution is something that are referred to as hosted buyer events, where attendees and marketers are put together on an appointment basis based on matching interests. I think we'll see more of that moving forward. And I think that that's something that will significantly enhance the engagement process.
I imagine it's quite challenging for exhibitors to track return on investment. What role can planners play to ensure that the exhibitors and marketers have the ability to measure success?
Well, I think that that's a great question, because I think that that's one of the areas, and again, another opportunity for event planners and producers, is that I think it's incumbent upon a producer of an event to have a sense of what the marketer's goals, objectives, budgets might be. We, in fact, are working with an association now that has engaged our association, the E2MA, to assist their exhibitors with that very thing, how to better forecast and measure the event outcomes, because they recognize in order for them to be able to continue to acquire exhibitors and retain the exhibitors that they have, that there needs to be a justification for that investment. So we use a tool that we've developed that not only can measure outcomes for events, but can assist the exhibit marketer to forecast ahead of time what outcomes are possible, and to be able to right-size their budget in view of those potential outcomes.
Today we are with Jim Worm, Executive Director of the Exhibit and Event Marketers Association, visiting with us here today on Event Talk, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jim, trade shows are really expensive. How can planners, producers, and exhibitors work together to control costs while still providing a first-class experience?
Yeah, that is definitely the case. Trade shows are a very expensive marketing medium to take advantage of, albeit my personal belief is that the results that can be generated certainly will and can substantiate that kind of investment. But I think that the first step that producers can take in collaboration with their exhibitors are to have exhibitor advisory committees to make sure that they have an opportunity to get regular and routine feedback from their exhibitors about what's working with the event, what's not, and what new things they might try. So having said that, at the second part of the process, I think producers have to be cognizant of the fact that they in large measure negotiate a significant portion of the costs that their exhibitors will incur, and to be sensitive to the needs of the exhibitors in that process so that they don't set up a structure through their suppliers that make it untenable for exhibitors to participate, and particularly in the area of what we call material handling. What we've noticed of late is that the material handling expense has grown at 10 times the rate of the other show expenses. What that does in large measure is to limit the size and scope of the display and the products that an exhibitor can bring to an event, and that has a dampening effect not only on the growth of the show, but on the interest of the attendees. So it's incumbent upon the exhibitor to work in conjunction with the producer on how to overcome that, because neither one want to see the show be dampened or lessened in enthusiasm, because then it makes it more difficult to attract attendees to the event.
Are there any tools or programs, best practices available that can help planners produce better experiences for exhibitors and marketers?
There are lots of new technologies out there that I think can help in that regard. I mentioned one earlier that we use here with our members. It's a tool called Predictability. It's a budgeting, forecasting, and measurement tool. And I think it's the kind of tool that really can create a better understanding and engagement between the exhibitor and the event producer itself, because both then can be aware of what that individual company's goals are, whether they were met, and what kinds of things, if they weren't met, what kinds of things might have gotten in the way that they could do something about next time.
Lastly, what are your top three tips for planners who want to successfully engage and provide return on investment to exhibitors and event marketers?
Top three. Well, I mean, the first and foremost goal or job, I should say, of any event producer is to develop an audience that is focused on the event subject at hand. Basically, event producers are market makers. So content is very important in order to generate an interested buying audience. So the top tip I could say is that an event producer has to deliver high-quality content around the subject matter of the industry. Secondly, they need to be able to reach out through all types of media to reach that audience and bring them to the show so that the event becomes the must-see event. I mean, the one of the more difficult things these days for event producers is that the process by which folks come to events has changed. It used to be that attendees came to the event to see products for the first time. With the internet, the engagement at the show is not so much about a fact-finding mission as it is a reconciliation process. And event producers need to be aware of the fact that when attendees come to their event and are interested in products, they most likely have a lot of information about those products already. So that puts the pressure on the event producer to put in play some level of experience at the show that these same people can't get elsewhere, that they can't get online, that they can't get through all the other digital sources that might be available to them. So content is number one, and experience is number two. And number three is the thing that we have been talking about, is they have to really get more information about what is the success that their event marketer customers are looking for, and have a direction toward helping that event marketer succeed. So if an event producer does those three things, generates great content, creates a terrific experience, and is driven to help their event marketer, exhibitor clients create the outcomes that they're looking for, I believe that they'll have a very successful show.
Certainly valuable information here today, Jim. Thanks for taking the time to share your expertise with us. Where can listeners get more information on the Exhibit and Event Marketers Association online?
We have a website. The web address is e2ma.org. We have lots of information and content for event marketers around our Ask the Expert section. We also have events where event marketers can come and learn more about that process. Our goal as an association is to do what we can to measurably improve the value of face-to-face marketing. We do that by trying to identify new models, new practices, and new technologies that will assist both the event producer and the event marketer to create those outcomes. So we welcome anybody to take a look at our site and inquire from us if there's anything else that they may need that they don't see.
Well, Jim, we certainly do appreciate the time spent here today, and thanks for taking a moment to be with us here today on Event Talk, a part of EPN.
Thanks, Eric.
You bet. And that was Jim Worm, Executive Director of the Exhibit and Event Marketers Association, and a noted author and presenter to many of the trade show industries, associations, and professional societies. And once again, the website of reference is e2ma.org. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Event Talk, a show for event and meeting planners, brought to you by eventinterface.com, an event management and attendee engagement software company. And this has been Eric Dye. This episode of Event Talk was brought to you by Event Interface, an event technology platform to manage and engage attendees. With Event Interface, you will plan better, engage more attendees, and generate more revenue for your events. Get started today at eventinterface.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.